in a brand new book called Don't Scroll. One Voice Student Missions Ministry founder Brian Barcelona explores how a little small ministry gained a big social media following, over a million people. And now they're hosting virtual events through TikTok and Instagram. People are getting healed, baptized, delivered, and coming to Jesus. Let's find out what's going on with Brian Barcelona. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
This is pretty exciting because social media gets a bad rap, doesn't it, when it comes to the gospel?
It gets a bad rap, I think, amongst Christians. So, yes.
How do you do this? How do you marry TikTok and evangelism? I'm really curious.
To me, TikTok or any other social media app is no different than a plane or a car or a train or a bus. It's a vehicle in which we can get the gospel to people that don't have it.
But most people would say, listen, this is a territory that is already taken over.
I've heard that before, too. And I've also heard, social media is dark. I don't want to get on it. And I believe that that statement is true if Christians aren't on the platform. So I think the Bible says that we're the light of the world, which means that we were created for dark places. The moment we step into these spaces, we instantly bring light to these places that once had darkness.
Well, in this generation that you're ministering to, do they have a hunger for the gospel like never before? Or is it just something else that they can just kind of see online and move on and do other things?
I will say this using just analytics and data. In about a year and a half, we grew on one of our pages to 1.1 million, and 100% of our videos was Bible content.
Wow.
Now, I'm not talking just prayers alone. I mean, prayer, scripture reading, prayers for addiction, end times, calls to repentance. We then opened up a text line, and within that year, and between our text numbers, had kids texting, whether it was for prayer, fasting, salvation, baptism, almost 18,000 students. On top of that, over 10,000 young people around the world have downloaded our app, and hundreds of them are starting Jesus clubs on campus. We also started doing, over the pandemic, Zoom baptisms for kids that we weren't able to get to because of all the COVID virus. We would have kids get parent permission, and they would fill up their bathtub, get in the pools, proper clothing, of course, and we would baptize them. They would dunk themselves in the water. And so if someone was to say, digital space, how could God move through that? I think we would all acknowledge that the devil has taken lives through bullying over social media. Friendships have been divided over social media. Hatred has formed in hearts over social media. Why would we give credit to the demonic having the ability to move through social media, but not the Holy Spirit?
What's fascinating is the way that you're able to track what people are doing online because of the nature of the vehicle. How does that affect like what you're doing and planning forward with social media and with the things that you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it gives us confidence that we're reaching people. I think back during COVID, every month, just one of our pages, we were averaging around anywhere from 5, sometimes even 6-7 million views a month on our videos.
Wow.
And so when you look at the potential of social media, it's a vehicle. I looked at social media like this. Nobody would deny the Bible verse in Acts 5 where the apostle shadow healed the sick.
Right.
Now, it wasn't his hand. It wasn't his, anything. It wasn't anything physical. It was his shadow. If a shadow could heal the sick, then I believe that our social media is our shadow. It's an extension of who we are. So just like that, it wasn't the apostle's shadow alone. It was Christ in that apostle.
Yeah.
But you can totally acknowledge it in social media. It's the same. Your life has been changed by a book, words on pages. You've never heard the apostles' voices. You've probably never seen the apostles' faces, yet your life is transformed 2,000 years later. I mean, if God could do it with a book, why couldn't he do it with a video?
Yeah. The book is called Don't Scroll, Evangelism in the Digital Age. And we've been speaking to the author, Brian Barcelona. Thanks for spending some time with us, Brian. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.